I believe in the light that shines and will never die. Oh, I believe the fire burns, we stay alive. They will talk about us like they talked about the king before us.
These are the words of a believer, achiever, leader of the globe. Feed the souls of those in need. I bleed the blood of the struggle, walking over trouble puddles. Hustles in my chest, no hustle, no progress. Extremities of life in this process. Birth of a son, death of another. With love, I caress both mothers. It told them who's in control is the one that's above us. I walk where money talks and love stutters. Body language of a nation. Going through changes, the young become dangerous. Pain gets spent in the anger. Anger gets sent through the chamber. It's tough when you own look like strangers. We are the sons of gangsters and stone rangers. If he could, how would Ernie Barnes paint us? Look at the picture, hard not to blame us. But time forgives, and it's time where the young die often. Do they end up in a coffin because we haven't talked them? Is it what we talking? We really ain't walking. Dudes, hustlers, pay. How much did it cost them? Find myself on the same corner that we lost them. Real talking, in their ear like a Walkman. Thoughts been around the corner to the world. When I see them, I see my baby girl. Believe, believe.
I believe in the light that shines and will never die. Oh,
believe,
I
believe. Among us, the youngest hunger becomes a means to get it by any ways necessary. Every under pressure, children feeling lesser, but still a front dresser.
I believe in the light that shines and will never die. Oh, I believe the fire burns, we stay alive. They will talk about
the globe, feed the souls of those in need. I bleed the blood of the struggle, walking over trouble puddles, hustles in my chest.
Good evening, my name is Tony. Welcome to the show. I'm your host and president of Enough is Enough, Save Our Children. Tonight we're going to be talking about voter registration. Our call-in number tonight is 424-258-9271. Feel free to call in. We got to rock the vote. We got to push the vote. Because if we don't, if you're a fan of our present president, Obama, he may not get into office because those who oppose him are going to take every necessary action they can, including cheating, to prevent him from another term in office. The Republican Party basically has no one to oppose our present, President Obama, so cheating is the way that I feel they're going to go. They're going to be putting in all kind of obstacles such as voter ID, what ID is acceptable, what ID is unacceptable. So tonight, hopefully, we can inform each other on how to navigate the obstacles that they're going to put in front of us to prevent us from voting, especially our young adults who have criminal histories. This is very important that we take action and make sure that those that are eligible to vote, that they know that they can vote. In each state across the country, as far as I know, there are voting rules and rights. There are rights for those with criminal records. Hopefully this evening, we can set the record straight, see who's eligible, see who's not eligible, and what procedures to take, even with a criminal record, to be able to vote. Our country is in turmoil. Our president has done a fantastic job in spite of those who oppose him. Those who oppose him have done nothing for this country. Their focus has been on stopping our president from advancing us from the state we're in. So for me, it is imperative that we register to vote and we get all that we can to register to vote. Our voting right cannot be taken for granted. We cannot afford to sit back and not vote. If we want change, we have to vote. If you don't vote, don't complain. Believe it or not, our vote has power. Our vote can bring change. Last election, when our president became elected, we have to remember that it wasn't the black vote that got him in. It was the white vote. This election year, we need the black vote more than ever because the powers behind stopping President Obama are not good. And they will go through you, I, and everyone else to block President Obama from getting a second term. So tonight, bring your thoughts, bring your wisdom, bring what you know. And if you don't know, ask the question. I got a few callers on the line. I'm going to get to them in just a moment. Again, our call-in number is 424-258-9271. I don't know if the chat room is open tonight. I'm going to check right now. But if you're listening and you want to go in the chat room, if it's open, please feel free. I'm doing the show solo tonight. I don't have a co-host, so bear with me. If you call in, please, after you dial 424-258 and you want to join in the conversation, that's 424-258-9271. Press 1, and I'll see that you're in the queue, and I will add you to tonight's conversation. Yes, the chat room is open. Yes, I will be running it. Also, let's keep our comments short and to the point because we have a short show tonight. I have an engagement in a little while. Actually, I have a very busy evening. That's why I did my show at 5 today instead of 8. And we're going to get it going right away here. I'm going to start off with a caller who I believe I know who it is. Let me just welcome him in, see where we at with voter registration. Good evening, caller. How are you? Doc, are you there?
I'm here.
Doc, voter registration. We got to do it now. We got to start now. We can't wait to the last minute. What's your view on it? What do you know? What should kids with criminal record backgrounds do to register to vote?
Hey, Tony, you hit it right on the head. I mean, you hit an issue that is much needed. It really needs to be talked about. We really need that historical perspective that you've brought to the forefront that I don't hear quote our leaders, whoever those are, talking about. And we've got to vote. We've got to get the vote out. We've got to get our people out to vote this time around. Otherwise, we're going to be in deep trouble. And there are people that are trying to stop our president from the second term. And if people aren't concerned about that, I don't know what to tell them. I'm really at a loss, Tony, as to tell them about being concerned. And one other historical thing that I'd like to mention to get this conversation started, just to get people out of this sleep that they're in and this stupor that they're in, is blacks are the only group that still have to be concerned about voting rights. Other groups don't have to be registering, and people have to vote to give them the right to vote. In case they don't know that, they better get off their duff and get out here and vote, and especially these young folks. So you've hit it right on the head, and your line should be full right now. So that's really all I've got to say, brother. And I just want to say thanks again for bringing these very important issues out for the young people. So thanks. So let somebody else take the line, man. Thanks again, bro.
Thank you, Doc. Don't go nowhere. Stay right there. You know, what I see is, you know, with what's going on with our young adults in America, especially in America's inner cities, okay, you got a lot of youngsters rolling around out there with no ID, no state ID, whatever state you live in. They don't have state IDs. I talked to some young adults here in New York the other day, and I asked a group of them, who has state IDs? And I got a lot of no's. You know, no, I don't have one, you know. And I know here in New York you do need a state ID for various reasons, not just to vote, certain personal business you may need to take care of. They want you to have a state ID. And I also know that if you don't have a state ID, to acquire one, you can go to New York State DMV and apply for a state ID, and at the same time, on the same application, it asks you, are you a registered voter? So
right,
you're able to kill two birds with one stone. Now, if there is an issue with you having a criminal background, then there are certain actions that you need to take. You know, first
right.
of all, you got to look at what kind of criminal offenses you have, who's eligible, who's not eligible, what certificates
right.
you may need to get because of maybe prison time that you did,
right?
Certain letters that you may need to get from parole or probation in order to be able to vote. See, this is some stuff. That needs to be put out there. For instance, if you've been in a youthful offender, you can vote. Okay, a lot of
right.
young cats don't know that they can still vote. If you've been convicted of a misdemeanor, and even if you're still in jail, you can vote.
Right.
You know, this is information that a lot don't know. Okay. The voting is done in jail, but it will be put in an absentee ballot. Okay?
Right.
This is the stuff that we need to get out there to our young, because their votes are needed. If we want change in our communities or in the nation as well, this is stuff we need to do. If you're on probation or you have a conditional discharge or even a felony conviction, right?
Right.
You need a certificate of relief from disabilities, okay?
Right.
This is important stuff. This is important stuff. We got to get this stuff around to our young people. And who do you get it out to? You get it out to them youngsters that's on the corner, because a lot of them feel like they can't vote. Why even try? Because this is information they don't know. They don't know.
Right.
Okay, if you're on a conditional release, okay, conditional release for a felony, you need a certificate of relief from disability. Okay?
Right.
And once you go in with the right paperwork, you can vote. You can register to vote. Okay?
Right.
You can vote if you've been convicted of a felony and have served your maximum sentence of imprisonment, which means if you've maxed out, you can vote. okay?
Right.
You can vote if you've been discharged from parole. A lot of ex-offenders don't know this, okay? Also, you can vote if you're on parole and have a certificate of relief from disabilities or a certificate of good conduct. You're able to vote.
Right.
This is important. For me, this is important stuff. This is very important, Doc. You know, I'm going to bring a lady that's on the line. I know she asked me some questions before I came on the air. I want to know if she has any more questions. Let me bring her in. That's 505
okay.
area code. Hello, are you there, sister? Area code 505-433.
I'm here.
How are you? How you doing tonight?
I'm fine. The one question I had, I have a son that's going to turn 18 in April. So do we have to wait till he turns before we register?
Pardon me? Say that again.
Do we have to wait till he turns 18 before we register?
Okay, can I ask a question? What state do you live in?
We're currently in North Carolina.
Okay. What I would suggest you do is do they issue state IDs in North Carolina at the DMV?
Yes, but he has a military ID card.
He has a military ID card. Okay,
yes,
will that be acceptable for voting in North Carolina where you live at?
Yeah, well, it should be because it's a government ID.
Right, okay. Well, I can only tell you from what I know in New York, you must be 18 or over in order to vote. So
okay. What
I would do down there in North Carolina, I would suggest you find out, does he have to be 18 in order to register to vote?
Oh, okay. Okay, I had another question since you were talking about convicted people, because I have a friend that he's out now, but anyway, he was in one state, but he's in New York now, and he's on, I guess you call it, probation? I'm not sure.
Well, there's probation and there's parole. Which one is it? You don't know?
I think it's probation. He was in there for 17 years, and now he's out on a felony. So would he be able to register or vote now?
Okay, he's probably he's in for, how old is he?
He is 48.
Okay, you're saying he's been away for
17 years.
Okay, he's been away for 17 years and he's on, probably on parole. That sounds like parole to me.
Okay.
Okay, you're saying he's here in New York?
Yes, that's his hometown. He's in New York, but he did time in another state, and he said he's still on the roll, on the voter's roll, because, you know, he was registered before all this happened.
Okay. Go ahead, Doc.
Couldn't she call the state attorney general's office and get that information?
Yes, she could. That's what I was about to do. Yes. She'd have to call and find out exactly. Or you can go online.
Okay.
Or you can go online to find out exactly what his voting rights are. Because, first of all, you're saying he did time in another state. He didn't do it in the state of New York. Am I correct?
Right. Yes.
Right. So if he's here living in New York, he would probably have to make a phone call or go online to find out exactly whether or not he can vote. He may be able to vote here in New York, but he may have to get paperwork from whatever state he did time in. He's on parole in the other state where he did time?
No, he's on parole in New York. They transferred him. He transferred back to New York. When they went to release him, then
right.
he went through New York to get released to New York.
Okay. Listen, he could go to, this is what he could do. He could go to the Board of Elections website. That's www.electionsstate.ny.us. And he may be able to find out there.
Okay.
Because how that really goes, I don't know.
Okay.
All right. But it says you can register to vote if you've been in jail for a felony in prison. Okay. If he you saying he was registered before he went to jail?
Right, because his sister was still going to vote while he was in there, and she said his name was still on the roll.
Okay, well, he may still need to find out if he's still on the roll by going to that website I just gave you.
Okay.
Okay, because I got to be honest, I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and act like I do know.
Okay?
Because he did time out of state that I'm not real familiar with.
Okay.
But that is a valid question. See, yeah, Doc.
And that's not unusual. That's pretty standard procedure for them to do time in one state and for them to parole them and release them in another state. That's kind of like standard procedure. You know,
okay.
they really don't like releasing them back into the same state or the same environment.
Right.
That's been my experience, okay? So,
okay. I'm looking up something here. I'm trying to see, and I'm not getting what I'm looking for here to try to give the sister a better answer. But I would definitely go to that website. Also, if he's on parole, ask him to speak to his parole officer.
Yes.
Because there may be some documentation he may need to get from his parole officer in order to vote.
Okay.
You know, thank you for that. That's an important question. Anybody that's listening
Excellent.
That has an answer to that, please call in. The number is 424-258-9271. Press 1, and you can join in on our discussion about voter registration. This is something that we really must get out there. We've got to get people registered, because the votes are going to be needed. This election
exactly.
is more important than the election in 2008, believe it or not. Our country will go under if President Obama does not get reelected. Our condition.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Doc.
And if you think our conditions are bad now, you need to save up whatever shekels you got now and pack up your bags. And if you can go somewhere else, you need to get your bags packed, because it's going to be a lot worse than it is now.
Exactly. And this is very important. I'm going to be pushing this all the way until November. We have to get people registered to vote. As I said, it was the white vote, not the black vote, that helped get President Obama into office. And
yeah,
the way the theme is in society today, we're going to need the black vote to come strong. Very strong.
That's right.
Opposing parties are relying on us not registering to vote, us not having the proper IDs, us not showing up, us taking for granted that he's going to win in spite of whether I vote or not. Well, we can't afford to do that. We have to vote. We have to vote.
And what they're relying on, Yeah. What they're relying on too, Tony, is they're relying on separation. They put out lies, and we have fallen for it. And we can ill afford to do that anymore. We have to unite and come together as one. We have to put our differences. We have to put them aside for now. And come together as one. It's important.
Right. Exactly, Doc. You know, I wrote a blog today about, you know, I've heard the pros and the cons and the intellectual, you know, I'm not going to say it on the air, but intellectual, and then there's another part to the title. And for me, you know, right now, this is the big thing in accountability. Okay,
yeah.
Now is the time. If you want change, if you want things to change in your communities, economically, and you don't go vote, don't complain. You need to keep your mouth shut because you're not taking the privilege that you have and using it. Because this, for me, in this country, for African Americans to vote, it is a privilege. Don't take it for granted. Go out and vote. If you know someone who's not a registered voter, push them to get registered. If you know someone with a criminal history, help them to get registered. Talk to those youth out there. Ask them, are you a registered voter? If they say, no, I got a criminal record. Well, let's take a look at what's going on with your record. You still may be able to vote. This is what we need to do. This is what we got to do. This is what we got to do. We have to rock our power to vote.
Yep.
This is no time to sit back and think it's going to happen automatically because it's not. It is not. There needs to be big enthusiasm about getting out and voting this November. Because they're going to cheat. They're going to cheat. If you don't believe me, just pay attention to what's going on. You don't have to be a professor. You don't have to have the biggest education to see that they're already trying to put the fix in every state. Especially the red states.
Yep.
They want to block people from voting. So make sure you are a registered voter, that you have the proper ID. And in most states, all you need is a state ID. They want to block the college IDs. Get a state ID. Get a state ID and register to vote. So come November, you can walk in that poll, pull that lever, and we can get President Obama back in office. It's not hard. It's not hard.
Right.
All it takes is some willingness. All it takes is looking at what is at stake. And we cannot afford not to go to the polls. Can't afford to do this. And we got to get every man, woman to the polls. We got to get them registered. We got to give them the information on how to get registered if you have a criminal background. Okay?
Yep.
Now, here in New York, I know when you go to get IDs, there are certain documents that are needed that a lot of folks don't have, believe it or not. Birth certificates, Social Security cards. If you don't have those things, apply for them. Apply for them. If you were born in another state, get in touch with that state and have them send you a copy of your birth certificate. If you don't have a Social Security card, go to Social Security and apply for a Social Security card because these things are needed. These things are needed. ID is very important in the society we live in. There's a lot of talk about it, especially here in New York. People complain in their communities about stop and frisk. When they stop you and you don't have ID, you're going to jail. Just because you don't have no ID. You might not have done nothing, just don't have no ID. You're going to jail. So let's get in the practice of having ID, and if you don't have a state ID, get one. Get one.
Yep.
You will avoid a lot of problems, a lot of problems. And when you go to the polls and you whip out your ID and you're a registered voter, they can't stop you. They can't stop you because you have everything you need. Now, if you don't get it or make up an excuse or it's too time-consuming and this and that, well, I say this. If things don't change because you didn't vote, then you deserve what you get. You deserve what you get.
It's on you.
Exactly, Doc. Exactly. Because, as I always say, change is up to us. Change is up to us. You know, I know people have that mindset of, oh, my vote's not going to matter. Yes, it will. Stop lying to yourself. Stop living and thinking off of bad information. Your vote will count.
Exactly right.
Your vote will count. We have to do this. This is just so important. Look at what's going on in our country. Our president is doing everything he can. Everything he can. And they're trying to block him. And they're offering nothing in return. Nothing. Anything he does, it's criticized. Anything. You know why? Because it's not fattening the pockets of those who oppose him.
And Tony,
Johnson's starting to come back. Gas is high. They want to drill. He's saying no. No more drilling. Because to drill means another war. We don't need that. We don't need that. We need jobs here. We need to use our own resources. They don't want to use our own resources. They don't want to bring the jobs back. Simple stuff like when you call up for help with your computer or what have you, and the person that answers the phone is in another country. They're not here in America. Our president is working to change that because that brings back jobs. Why should you have to call another country to fix something in your home when you bought it here in America? You didn't go to that other country to get it. Another country may have made it. And that's another thing that needs to change. We need to start making more things here in America.
Yep.
So the vote is very important. Go ahead, Doc. You were going to say something?
Well, and what people have forgotten is when he got into office, before he took the oath of office, there were people that saying, our job is to make sure he does not get elected to another term. That's what
right.
they said. That's what they started work on, and they have been at work on it every day since. We can never forget that.
You're absolutely
and
right, Doc, because their theme is he can only be a one-term president. Well, we can do something about that.
That's exactly
we
right.
We can do something about that. And how do we do it? We register to vote. We get our young people registered to vote.
Yep.
We'll help them through their obstacles. And for a lot of our young adults in our communities that's out there on the block, their issue is criminal backgrounds. And they don't know that they still have rights to vote. And it's up to us to get the word out to them and help them do what they need to do because they're willing to do it. I know
Tony,
I spoke to them just a couple of days ago in my neighborhood. And I told them, if I bring you the paperwork, will you fill it out? Will you do what you need to do? Yes. That was their answer. It was no but, none of that. Yes.
And Tony, what you're saying goes along with yours and mine, and I know Kay's philosophy is what you're doing is you're empowering people, and that's what it's all about. These young men and young women on the block and our people want to be empowered. That's what they're looking for. They're looking for power. And when you give them this kind of information and when you educate folks, you empower them. That's what it's all about. Education will empower you. And don't feel like they have any power. That's why we think that they do a lot of this stuff that they do. They don't feel empowered.
And once
you beat them down enough, they're going to do that crazy behavior.
Exactly.
And so what you're doing are you're empowering folks because they don't even know. They don't even know that they have the right to vote because no one's told them.
That's right. Exactly, Doc. You are absolutely right. You know, I know that what I'm going to need to do is after I give them the paperwork to do what they have to do, I have to stay consistent. I have to come through and ask, hey, my man, did you take care of that? Is there a problem? Maybe I can help you with it. Let me know what's going on. You know, follow up, because that's what it takes for me. That's what it takes. And this is just too important not to make that kind of commitment. That's just for me. I don't know about anybody else, but it's just too important to me not to make that kind of commitment because their vote is needed. Also, as Doc said, and which is a very important piece, it gives them some empowerment.
Yeah. And Tony, you might
have some say on what goes on, what changes.
Yeah, and another thing, just sitting here thinking about it, as I look at the school system and how we have failed them, you might even have to help them fill out the forms.
Well, that's okay because, you know, I didn't think of that, Doc, but, you know, some will turn you away because they don't know how. So, you know what?
That's exactly right.
You do a one-on-one. You say, well, listen, is there a problem with the comprehension or the reading? I'll help you. You know, that's not hard. That's not hard. You know, you don't embarrass them or tell them, oh, you're too stupid, you can't do that. No. Pull them to the side and say, listen, you know, this is real important. Do you need some help with it? I'm willing to help you.
Yeah, when you have, I know in New York, when you have a 60-70% push-out rate, I know with black boys, when you got that kind of push-out rate, there's something happening in the educational system, so you might have to help our boys and girls with filling out the form. You might have to have some practice forms before they go vote, and that's what they do anyway. So this is practice. You might have to practice with folks to empower them so that they know that they're empowered anyway, because our system has failed them, and it's failed them for a reason, and we don't have time to go into that. But you've touched on a nerve here. Because this thing is the strategy to keep our people down anyway. So that's the next one.
Doc. We're gonna go over that. As I said, this is just so important. This is so important.
Yeah.
You know, we need to do this to bring about change. In our nation, period, to bring about change in our nation, because our president has plans. He has plans that he's already instituted, and for me, he's steadfast in what he's doing.
Yep.
He's not selling out. He's not going along to get along. So we need to stand behind him and step up and get to the polls, and get everybody that we can to the polls. And how do we do it? We find out who's not registered to vote and who needs help. And we can get it done. It's really that simple. It's not that complicated. You got to ask yourself, what do you want? What do you really want? Do you want change? Do you want President Obama to get a second term? Well, if you're not a registered voter, then it's time for you to get up off your butt and do what you need to do. And if you know someone who's not a registered voter, let them know. If you don't vote, don't complain. Don't want to hear
it. Exactly.
Don't complain if you don't vote. If you don't think it's going to make a difference, don't believe that lie. It does make a difference. Because if you don't vote and the other party gets in, oh, you'll wish you had went to the polls. Because they have a plan, and the plan is to keep us down by
any means
necessary. By any means necessary. I can't remember in my time of living the extent that parties have went to oppose a president from helping the people of this country. I can't remember, I swear. And I've been on this in this country, on this earth, let me say that, for half a century or more. And never have I ever seen anything like this or witnessed anything like this. So it is very imperative that we do what we need to do. Because this is not really about a want. This is a need.
I agree.
And we need to step up and do what we need to do. I don't care. You could be talking about in your little conversations, whatever you're talking about. Hey, are you a registered voter? No. Well, you need to get registered. Or there's a problem, and perhaps I can help you with that problem. Time to help each other on this. Time to help our young adults. Give them some sense of empowerment by getting them to the poll.
Exactly.
It's really up to us, ladies and gentlemen. It's really up to us. We got about 3 minutes left on the call. As I said, it was going to be short tonight because I do have some things to do. I will carry this over into another show in the near future where actually I'm going to have a senator on the show. I'm not going to say his name at the moment, but I'm quite sure he will add to the importance of the vote in Election 212. So if you were listening in tonight, you didn't call in, you'll get another chance to call in because the vote is real important in Election 212. So I want to thank everyone who did call in, Doc, the lady from North Carolina. I want everybody to have a blessed evening. As always, the sooner we know no violence, the sooner we will know peace. That's KNOW. Deuces. Good night and have a blessed evening.